Brown to Obama, do as I say, not as I did. Stay tuned for UNnews. March 2010, Washington, the Capitol. The newest U.S. senator urged President Obama not to keep pushing a health care reform mostly identical to one the senator pushed in his native Massachusetts, wherever he came from. Senator Scott Brown, speaking for his party on the radio on Saturday, accused Mr. Obama of wanting a, quote, bitter, destructive, and endless drive, unquote, toward the health care bill. Senator Brown won a special election in January as his party's 41st senator, enabling his party to ensure that debate is, well, bitter, destructive, and endless. The president and Democrats have met recently to plan strategy for his bill in view of the fact that Democrats no longer have 60 Senate votes, and now that people know the slick deals in the bill, might not have 50. The bill would require that every American buy insurance and would let the IRS browse American spending as effortlessly as it now checks up on their incomes. Senator Brown's campaign was supported by the rebellious Tea Party movement, many of whom now wear T-shirts that read 41. Gloating about attaining a slightly less irrelevant status is a common posture for this group. Many may have ignored his past support for the state law that also requires everyone to buy insurance. The new senator said, quote, that was different. We had to conserve health resources for important things like cold remedies for illegal aliens and for abortions. Besides, I was in a legislature dominated by Democrats, unquote. When advised of the count in his current legislative body, Senator Brown hurriedly left, claiming he had to check the tire pressure of his truck. Mr. Obama claims his bill will extend coverage to 30 million more people and pay for all treatment that stingy insurance companies refuse to cover, while letting regulators hold down total costs. This will be achieved by a mandatory annual rectal exam administered by the IRS, also by eliminating the drastic costs in the final year of life, which federal rulemakers will somehow be able to identify at the start of the year. However, the only statistical difference since Senator Brown helped pass the state law is that undocumented foreigners with hangovers now call for an ambulance rather than a taxi cab for the ride to the emergency room, since cab drivers have an annoying tendency to require payment in cash that might better be saved to buy smokes. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously. Thank you.